Now let's begin with the critical study of Sons and Lovers. First, chapter wise outline summary of the novel. In the chapter first, it begins from in a coal mining village based near Nottingham. There lived a Morrell family, Mrs. Gertrude Morrell, now 31, had been married to Mr. Walter Morrell for 8 years. She was unhappy and lonely, for her husband had proved to be quite irresponsible, breadwinner. Her only solace lay in her children, William, Annie, Paul, and Arthur. For her husband frequently infuriated her by coming home drunk. The husband and wife had constant rows, some of which ended in Mr. Morrell's being violent. In chapter 2, after some time a son was born in the family. But Mr. Morrell was little moved by the news. One day Mrs. Morrell, having had enough of her husband's temper, went out for a walk with the baby. As she said, she reflected upon her misery and felt a very strong emotional bond between herself and the baby. She decided to transfer her love to the baby, whom she called Paul. One day her husband got injured when showing temper to Mrs. Morrell. There was continuing tension in the house, and relations between Mr. and Mrs. Morrell continued to deteriorate. The tension between the parents passed on to the children, who began to shrink from their father. Chapter 3. Mr. Morrell fell ill, and in spite of all her difficulties at home, Mrs. Morrell had to nurse him. Though she performed her duty, she was gradually casting him off and turning entirely towards her children. William's progress was a great source of pride to the mother. A fourth child, Arthur, was born when Paul was 17 months old. Paul sometimes had fits of unexplained depression, but William made rapid progress. He took a job in Nottingham and a year later went to London. But Mrs. Morrell was very downcast, for hopes largely depended on him. Chapter 4. Paul was growing up to be a sensitive boy. Mrs. Morrell's affection towards him grew up. Mr. and Mrs. Morrell continued to quarrel, and one day the younger children came in to find Mrs. Morrell with a black eye, and William confronting his father, ready to hit him. The tension in the house built up a great fear in the children, and consequently they were gradually cut off from their father. Paul's poor health was a matter of concern for his mother. His love for her grew, though the mother was equally interested in William. She found herself nearer to Paul than to other children. Chapter 5. In a mining incident, Mr. Morrell was seriously injured. Mrs. Morrell looked after him. In spite of her deep sympathy for her husband, she had no love for him. Fellow miner helped the family when Mr. Morrell was in the hospital. During this period, Paul became quite talented at painting. He was quite sensitive, preferring excursions, reading and painting to manual work. After some effort, he got a job. The relationship between Paul and his mother developed when they acted as lovers on occasions rather than as mother and son. The mother was now not so dependent financially on her husband, as now Paul contributed his share to the family. William stopped sending money to his mother as he needed it all for himself. Chapter 6. The children were disgusted with boorish behavior of their father. Arthur, who grew into a handsome boy, was sent to live with one of his aunts in Nottingham. Annie became a junior teacher. The family felt relieved in matters of money now. William had become engaged. Her fiancé was a girl of shallow nature, but William was clearly infatuated with her. The family was informed of William's illness one day. Subsequently, he is crumbled to death, leaving Mrs. Morrell desolate. Paul was almost driven insane by her refusal to take her usual interest in life, but his illness brought her back to normalcy. During the period before William's death, Paul and his mother spent a glorious day visiting her friend, Mrs. Livius, at Willey Farm. At this farm, Paul saw Miriam, Livius, a teenager, shy girl. Paul seemed to show interest in Miriam. Chapter 7. Paul and Miriam's love affair gradually developed. but they looked on each other more as friends than as lovers. And yet Paul was tortured by an awakening of physical attraction to Miriam, which he did not really understand. Miriam's deeply religious outlook and searching for a communion of their souls above the physical plane could not satisfy Paul's desire, and so he often suffered conflicting emotions, feeling cruel towards Miriam at times. Paul felt that Miriam spoiled his ease and naturalness. Chapter 8. One day Paul met Clara Dawes, a striking woman who worked at Jordan's where Paul worked. Paul was struck by Clara, but she ignored him. He told Miriam that he did not like Clara, though he admired some of her qualities. Paul chided Miriam for making him spiritual. Paul wanted physical gratification, but she did not yearn for him in a passionate way. Paul remained cold towards Miriam in spite of his not liking to be so. Mrs. Morrell, seeing their intense relationship, feared that Miriam will take Paul from her. Paul, knowing her mother's feelings about his relationship with Miriam, was tortured by his feelings for both women, and he felt at one time cruel towards Miriam and at another tender and loving. He longed to leave Miriam's passion and tenderness, but could not, for he felt she wanted only his soul. In the meantime, Mrs. Morrell fell ill. Annie chided Paul for staying out so long with Miriam. Mrs. Morrell also made compliment that Paul was paying greater attention to Miriam than to her. Paul, however, assured her that he did not love Miriam. Chapter 9. Paul's deepest love was for his mother, and consequently there was a continuing battle between him and Miriam. Miriam was deeply hurt by Paul's apathy towards her and his harsh attitude. One day Paul told Miriam that he wanted to break off their relationships, for they had agreed on friendship. But their relationship had not stopped there, nor had it progressed in any other direction. Miriam was deeply distressed at this. She knew that Paul was more influenced by his mother. Miriam, however, felt that Paul's need in life was herself, and if she could prove that both to herself and Paul, then all other difficulties would fall away. Once again, Paul happened to meet Clara Dawes. He had fascination for her. Even Mrs. Morrell wanted him to fall in love with some woman. She was now not hostile to the idea of Clara. Annie was married, but Paul declared that he would not marry while he had his mother. Paul, however, began to feel more restless at home and began to see Clara more frequently. The sex instinct initiated by Miriam in him was now growing strong in him, and he was getting more and more attracted towards Clara. Chapter 10. Paul came to know about Clara's poor circumstances, but he came forward to help her. Clara, however, was much impressed. She went to work at Jordan's, where she could see a good deal of Paul. Distant at first, Clara gradually warmed to Paul and seemed to be able to offer him the kind of physical love that Miriam could not give him. One day Paul asked Clara about her marriage to Baxter. Clara told that she never loved Baxter, but Paul said that Baxter still loved her and asked her if she would give Baxter a chance to establish a warm relationship with her. Paul, however, considered his relationship with Clara perfectly honorable, but made it clear that if he married, he would marry Miriam. Chapter 11. There was a continuing tension between Paul and Miriam. He felt a strong desire to go to Miriam, and yet he was reluctant to do so. He felt that obstacle to his desire for marriage was a fear of physical contact with Miriam, yet he could not bear the thought of failing Miriam, and so he went back to her. She moved her intensely, and yet she seemed too spiritual that Paul felt that any sexual desire he might have for her will hurt her. Mrs. Morrell now tried to reconcile with the situation, for she knew she could not stop Paul. Paul pleaded with Miriam not to be bitter at her desire for her. When one day Paul asked her to surrender, she hesitated, but to Paul's satisfaction, she surrendered to her sexual demands in a kind of horror. Paul felt sad, for he thought her soul had stood apart while he enjoyed her body. However, Paul spent a week with Miriam, but he felt that she did not really desire him. Paul informed his mother of his decision to break off with Miriam. Mrs. Morrell was naturally pleased. Chapter 12. Paul took his ailing mother to the Isle of Wight, but she was overtaxed. After leaving Miriam, he went straight to Clara. In a fit of passion, he had a physical satisfaction with her. He brought Clara to his mother, who received her kindly. Miriam knew about his love affair with Clara, but she felt that Paul would tire of his mistress and come back to her. Chapter 13. At a public house, Paul came across Baxter Dyes, who made a sneering comment about Paul's visit to the theatre with Clara. Tension arose between the two, and there was a bit of fisting between the two. Paul was warned to be wary of Baxter, lest he should be hurt. Paul got frightened at the incident. He knew that he could not fight with Baxter, but he continued to see Clara. In course of time, Clara was dissatisfied because Paul did not give himself wholly to her. Paul admitted that he could not give himself fully to any woman. First love of was his mother. So Clara and he gradually parted. Clara began to think once more of Baxter. Chapter 14. Baxter fell ill critically. Clara went to meet him and expressed her feelings of penance before him. Baxter left all he owned to Paul in spite of his rivalry with him. In the meantime, Mrs. Morrell also became worse. Paul was pained to see her suffering, and his life virtually came to a standstill. His mother's condition worsened, and on not being able to bear her suffering, he gave her an overdose of morphine. After Mrs. Morrell's death, he drifted aimlessly. Clara had now begun to despise him, so he was left inconsolable. Chapter 15. Clara reconciled with Baxter. Paul felt that his life was shattered. He kept up with his friends, but everything seemed unreal. He continued to long for his mother. He continued restless, feeling that he was nothing, with nothing to do and nowhere to go. One day he saw Miriam in church. She told that they should get married, but Paul told that marriage would do no good to them. She tried to console Paul, but he was hard. Thus there was an end between them. Miriam despised his lack of religion and his instability. She realized that her sacrifice had been useless, and yet she knew that her life would be hopeless without him. Paul saw her home and afterwards felt that his last hold on life had gone.